Our next guest, all he's done, Pac-12 Player of the Year, took Oregon to an Elite Eight, Final Four, hit that buzzer beater, another one at Cal, and oh yeah, one of 60 players on the planet to hear their name called at last night's draft. Now a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, we welcome in Dylan Brooks. DB, thanks for the time. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? No problem. Great to be on the show.
Let's hit the rewind button. So you wake up yesterday. You've gone through the process. It's draft day. So where were you? Who were you with? And how was waiting all day and then finally hearing your name called?
It was an anxious process. You know, any player would tell you, especially if you're in a position, you know, like myself. I was here in Canada, you know, my hometown, Mississauga. I had a little watch party in Toronto with my family and friends, and just having a good time. You know, raffles and little trivia games and stuff like that by myself. So it was really fun, and it was just anxious, just waiting, seeing what team would pick you, and it totally caught me off guard with the Memphis Grizzlies. I never had a workout with them. I only met one person on their staff, so it's a blessing, and I feel like it's a great fit going into Memphis.
Yeah, you mentioned where you're from, and of course you graduated from Findlay Prep in Nevada, who's got a great tradition for folks who aren't aware. Nigel Williams-Goss, Alonzo Trier. What do you remember about the recruiting process back in 2014? What other schools were on your radar, and what made you decide the right move was to become a Duck?
It was my only visit that I took, and I had Indiana, Maryland, Dayton, and Providence, as my last five up if I was going to go 2014. It was Oregon, best fit. I feel like I was going to play right away. The coaching staff is amazing from top to bottom. Coach Altman, is one of the best coaches, and me and him had great talks and on the phone before I came, and when I got there, he showed me, what Oregon basketball is like, exactly laid out the foundation for everything, and just told me that, if you put in the hard work, stuff can happen for you. And, I just, believed in what he said, and, everything, became true. And, I just put in the hard work and the effort, and he just kept raising the challenges, and the coaching staff and, especially the players and the environment here is, great. And I feel like that, he kept putting the challenges, and, I got better every year.
Talk with former Duck, brand new Grizz, Dylan Brooks. So after the Final Four, you announced that you're going to throw your hat in the NBA pool. A lot of times folks will see like the NFL combine, but as far as the NBA, what could you tell us about the process? Like, how many teams worked you out, and what did they ask you to do, and how did you feel about things leading up to the draft?
I felt good. I feel like I did great, and I feel like I even got better in each and every workout. My shot got a lot better, and it's a learning tool. I feel like for myself, just going to 15 different cities.
Wow.
And find ways to, put your best effort and your best, your best playing, your best performance in every single one of those workouts, because those workouts are high intensity, competitive, workouts. And you're there with, five other guys who, want the same dream. So, it was just hard and grueling and traveling from city to city. And it's like, it's just a tool that I'm going to use because I finally found, ways to recover faster and got better at, a lot of different things off the court.
Hey, Dylan, after the Elite Eight loss last year, you were thinking about leaving. How close were you to making that decision a year ago? And what led you to decide, best to return to Oregon for a junior season?
I did three workouts, I got great feedback, and I just wanted to better my standing, in the draft, and for next year, and get better as a player, and prove to these NBA guys who watched my game and told me I needed to improve on that to be an NBA player, and did so, even though I had a broken foot and I had to have surgery at the beginning of the year. and, you know, still did it and, you know, still felt comfortable, you know, getting better and, I guess, you know, got better at those things that they told me to get better at.
Yeah, I think it worked out pretty well talking with Dylan Brooks. So when you think about Jordan Bell and Tyler Dorsey and Boucher and Dylan Ennis, the incredible things you did here at Oregon, how sweet is it that the entirety, all five of you, after all that work, the bond you form as teammates, all get to enter the NBA at the same time?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's so amazing. And, you know, I just go back to, you know, what, you know, Coach Altman said to us, you know, at the, you know, beginning of the year. You know, he told us at the beginning of the year, you know, all guys, you know, have aspirations to go to the NBA. And, you know, you need your team. You need each one of your teammates to, you know, help you get to that point. And, you know, we just all wanted it. And we knew that winning came with, you know, going to the NBA and, you know, getting to those big games and, you know, performing in those big games so, you know, people can see you play. And, you know, we did so, and you know, we were one of the best teams, and we made it all the way to the Final Four. So, you know, I guess, you know, as Coach Altman and the rest of the coaching staff says, you know, everybody eats.
So now you're Memphis bound, and you mentioned you grew up about an hour from an incredible city like Toronto. You got to spend time kind of a unique community like Eugene. So beyond the basketball, what are you thinking about living and starting a, you know, your career in a city like Memphis with all the culture, the music, and the history?
You know, I'm gonna love it. You know, I love just knowing, you know, more history about places. You know, I've never been to Memphis, so, you know, it's going to be, you know, first time and, you know, make memories and, you know, the culture. You know, I love culture. You know, they're filled culture and multicultural over here in Canada.
Sure.
You know, when I get there, you know, I'm going to want to make changes, you know, for the city. You know, help out in any way and, you know, use my resources to, you know, better, you know, the city of Memphis.
A few last thoughts for Dylan Brooks. Now, if you look at that roster, some older guys who play that two or three, Vince Carter, Tony Allen, they're not under contract right now. Obviously, they got a great point guard. So how you feeling about the situation you're joining and maybe what you've heard from Chris Wallace or Coach Fizdale about what your role might be?
You know, I feel great going to Memphis. You know, I could learn, you know, things from those vets. And, you know, just put it in my, you know, toolbox. And, you know, as well, you know, go against, you know, one of the best, you know, one of the best defenders in the NBA in Tony Allen, you know, every day. And, you know, just, you know, seeing, you know, my, you know, childhood hero, you know, Vince Carter, you know, would be amazing. And, you know, it's just, you know, Coach said it, you know, he likes to play young guys and, you know, he gives equal opportunity to, you know, all his players. And, you know, he's just going to ride with, you know, the players that, you know, are performing and you know, giving him the win. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, it is a great fit. You know, I'm going to have to work, you know, just as hard or harder and, you know, go out there and wait for my opportunity and seize it.
You know, DB, anybody who's seen you play knows you are a tenacious competitor. You want the last shot. Conference Player of the Year, yet nine players from the Pac-12 went before you. Provide you any extra motivation to prove to some teams, you should have taken me a little earlier.
Oh yeah. You know, and that's what me and Coach Fizdale said. You know, let's prove to all these teams that, you know, they messed up and made a mistake. And, you know, a lot of teams in the college said it best. You know, they didn't make a mistake when they didn't, you know, recruit me. And, you know, I'm going to do the same thing. It's only fuel for the fire.
And lastly, you're kind of a player who can't be put into a specific category because of the way you can slash, finish, hit from downtown, handle the ball, rebound. Even your new boss, Chris Wallace, mentioned it during the draft. How much do you think your versatility and ability to do so much is going to help you as you start your NBA career?
It's just mismatch problems. You know, if the four wants to guard me out there and on the three, it's just a mismatch. And, you know, I feel like I got a great IQ, a great feel of the game. And, you know, I guess, you know, just put me in any situation and I find a way to, you know, make it work. You know, my competitive, my passion for the game is, you know, nothing less, you know, the best. And, you know, I want to win, you know, every single time I get out there. And, you know, in the NBA, you got to have toughness. And, you know, I feel like I have, you know, some of that. And, you know, I just play the game as hard as I can.
So if you run into Vince Carter, are you going to get him to teach you the dunk up to the elbow?
Man, I don't want to hurt myself. You got to have supreme bounce for that.
That's awesome.
You still got it. He's 40 years old. So.
I know, it's crazy.
You're doing something right.
So 3 years as a Duck, 90 wins, 3 trips to the Big Dance, Elite Eight, Final Four, freshman, Pac-12 player, conference player of the year, first team All-American. Not a bad resume. Dylan, I know I can speak for Duck fans in wishing you health and success. We really appreciate you taking some time during this amazing time in your life to talk with us. Thanks a million for joining us, DB.
Hey, thank you. You know, I love Oregon. You know, I love my Ducks. And, you know, I appreciate you. It's like another home here for me in Eugene and in Oregon. So, you know, I love you guys. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
All right. Travel safe and enjoy Memphis, DB.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy.